the Warm 101.3 After Show, our podcast at warm1013.com, which I invite you to share with your friends and all your socials so we get more folks tuning in. I teased this during the show that I know we walked down the moon in 1969 for the first time. By the way, Deborah Ross and I got into a Facebook argument yesterday about this.
Really?
Stop it.
Well, not really an argument.
Nerd fight.
Well, because...
What was the revenge of the nerds? Nerds.
I love nerds.
All right, enough, girls.
Go ahead.
She got her COVID shot, and she said it was the greatest... thing that ever happened to mankind, that I know what she's talking about, that we're able to come up with a vaccine in less than a year, which is a huge thing. Don't get me wrong. But she said it was the most amazing, thing that man has ever been able to do. Okay. And I disagreed. I said, you walked down the moon? Because to me, that's it. I'm sorry. Going to the moon and doing it in less than 8 years. I mean, that was amazing to me. And I still think it's the greatest achievement ever in the history of human beings. So we argued about that. I won. But speaking of moons, it was 38 years ago this evening that Michael Jackson debuted the moonwalk.
Oh, wow.
It was
Do you know that's one of my hidden talents?
You can moonwalk?
Are you serious?
No, I'm lying.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Christy, I was like, we have to get video of this and post it on social media.
Really? Moonwalk, really?
It was on the 25th anniversary of Motown. They had their, it was on TV. And I'll never forget it because I do remember seeing him come out and do that. And it was like, what is he doing? How is he doing it? I still don't know how it's done.
I don't either. But
I don't know anybody else who can do it.
Well,
okay?
Usher can do like the side to side, around in circles. Usher's even like more so.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But I thought, just amazing. So yeah, 25 or 35 years ago, whatever it was. So yeah, and just 38 years ago. So just, I thought that was pretty cool. So
that is cool. And
so one of the things that people who, when they come visit America from Europe, you know, one of the things they take back with them is a souvenir. You're never going to buy
a few extra pounds.
That probably, yeah. That's, I'm sure. Red Solo cups.
Oh my gosh, stop
what?
It. They don't have them?
I guess not. Or they just think, because we drink our beer out of Red Solo cups.
It's so American, right?
It is. It's American. Red Solo cup.
I fill her up. It's a song, too.
I know. It's just hilarious. But, yeah, I thought that when I saw that, I thought that was crazy. And long around the subject of food, two more food things for you. I don't know if you know. I just read this morning. I was amazed. Each hamburger, any hamburger you get from, any fast food joint, probably has, they say, meat from 55 different cows, which is kind of weird. Yeah, I know. Kind of weird. And did you know that Chef Boyardee was an actual person?
I did not know that.
Here's the deal.
I think I did.
Was he really a chef, though?
Yes. Matter of fact, he was 17 years old when because he was such a good chef, was hired to do the catering for Woodrow Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson's wedding. Okay.
Wow.
Now, I think it was before he was president, but he 17 years old, and then he went on to form the company called. His name was actually not pronounced Chef Boyardee. It's Chef Boyardee. That's how they say it.
Oh, okay? I did not know.
But we had to Americanize it, Chef Boyardee.
Oh my gosh, so, we're so lame.
We are so. But,
and they spell
American.
It differently. He spelled right, exactly.
This is like
Merca. Give me some SpaghettiOs from Chef Boyardee.
Make sure you pronounce it Boyardee.
It's like boy, like a girl boy. You say boy. Go ahead, say it. Boy.
Boy.
Say R.
R.
And I say D.
D.
Now put it all together.
Chef Boyardee.
No, not day. Day is the day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. D.
Did it right?
No.
Chef Boyardee. So stupid.
God, we are. But what a way to make a living, isn't it?
Right? So I had something happen to me yesterday with Nate. Mm-hmm. He had to, we got home and he goes, just a minute. And he looks at his phone and I notice it's a girl. So he gets out of the car to have this conversation, right?
Oh, he gets out of the car.
Yeah, and then all I hear is that all you needed? I'm like, huh? That's it? So I'm thinking, he likes somebody. He's not telling me. I'm going to check his phone later when he goes to sleep.
I love it. Check that phone. Send me the screen grabs.
Right?
I will live vicariously.
Everything he told me, I went and checked his phone. It basically boils down to, Nate has practice at a certain time, so he has to leave earlier on one day than the other. And the girls wanted to know which day he could stay later because they're doing a birthday party for another one of the girls, and they want him to be there and help set it up.
Oh, my gosh, he's so popular.
But I thought he was, like, lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was something more. It wasn't. It was exactly what he said, and it was not that exciting to read. It's actually more exciting to hear than to read this whole thing go on. But I just thought it was funny that he's like, just a minute. And when the girl calls, you know, it's not like, he's kind of embarrassed because he just looks at me and goes, like it bothers him, but it doesn't,
yes,
right?
I know.
I started telling him, I go, oh, you can make it this day. And I go, you should text her back. You can make it earlier on this day than that day. And that they'll appreciate that you're giving them communication. And he looks at me and goes, I'm not doing that.
Oh my God.
I go, well, I'm a girl. I know these things. He goes, that's enough.
I wonder how many girls he's going to date through high school.
I don't know.
You'll probably know every single girl in his class and upper class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I already know my niece's friend. It's her best friend. She has claimed Nate as her prom date since like 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
So she'll be a senior, Nate will be a freshman, and he'll be taking her apparently to prom.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Better get that on paper.
Where will she be taking him?
Right? Oh, she'll drive.
Big developments, guys, at the Rudd House.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
The Rudd House will soon no longer be the Rudd House.
I did see your listing. It's a beautiful.
My fiance, we have to get it on the market because it's just so hot right now. And
yes.
You know, you can make money.
Yes.
So it went up today. And it's kind of surreal. I came home yesterday and the sign was in the front yard. And I've only been there 5 years. But to me, you know, that's been my place.
For 5 years. Yeah, it's probably place you've been in the most for the longest amount of time.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that your first house that you've owned?
My first house.
Oh, that's a wonderful house. That's just amazing.
Isn't nice first
something?
Home.
Yeah.
Well, nice I rented for far too long.
Right. It's nice.
But yeah,
that's
so
good for you.
I'm feeling so like, oh my gosh, like this is really happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whoever buys it, you're going to inherit the best neighbors. Like my neighbors, Bill and Marianne, they're like, you got to come over for some wine before you go. And I've just loved it there. I've been really lucky in Chi Lai.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice place to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. We call it the Pittsford of the West Side, Tony.
The Pittsford of the West Side. Yes. There you go. You go ahead and use that one. Oh, boy. Well, so now you're moving to the country.
Yes, I will be a country girl.
And she says she'll fit right in there. She said she grew up that way.
Sort of. I believe it.
I grew up in the city, but we went camping a lot and things like that. So I grew up where I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, you could see the state capitol from my front window.
Mm-hmm. I told you I went through your city a few years ago with my son when I drove him out to Portland, Oregon, and it's beautiful. Des Moines, Iowa is gorgeous.
So you were city.
Idea.
Are your parents still there in that same house?
No, they moved to the suburbs.
Okay.
I grew up in the city proper, and loved it. Loved Des Moines. Des Moines is like basically the same size as Rochester, slightly larger actually. So everybody said, you know, when I say I'm from Iowa, they think I'm grew up on a farm. It's like, honey, my city was bigger than yours, okay?
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Just so you know, other things are bigger than yours too. So just shut up.
It's a pretty town too. I mean, they've done some. I was there during a lot of construction, you know. And it's just beautiful. I mean, it was just very Jerry. Again, me never being there, I had the same thing. Des Moines, Iowa. What's it like a dot on the map somewhere?
Right.
It's a real pretty city, and one thing I learned about that was my first cross country trip by car. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'd never done it by car before. So between Rochester and let's say Lincoln, Nebraska, it all looks the same. It, you know, every place looks like where we live, okay? But then you get past that and then into
then
the plains.
Oh my
God, it's weird. It gets parts of it get ugly. There are some very ugly parts.
Oh,
okay,
when it's flat and there's it's nothing, it's just ridiculous.
But then there's some very beautiful parts as you get toward Boise, Idaho is another fabulous, beautiful
city. Oh, my gosh. Idaho, Colorado, Wyoming. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I was in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which I just love the name of that town, Cheyenne.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, so that's some pretty stuff out there. It opens your eyes. If you drive by car across country, you learn an awful lot.
You do. And people really need to get out of the Northeast. I know a lot of people here haven't really gone west.
Yeah.
I highly encourage it.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to do. Well, I promised you I can get you a Viking funeral if you're interested.
Oh, boy.
What's cooler than a Viking funeral, where you put the body in a boat, you light it on fire, and you send it out?
Oh, that's okay, that's right. Crazy.
That's what it is. So here's the deal. They're basically illegal everywhere in the United States, except for two spots in Colorado.
Really?
Where you can burn people's remains outdoors, but they'll only allow 12 of those a year. But Maine is now thinking of doing it, too. Open-air cremations is what they're calling it, but I think sounds cooler, a Viking funeral.
It does sound like a cremation, basically. Like,
it is. That's all it is.
Live cremations.
Do you really want to watch that?
No.
You know, some people do. Who knows?
I don't think I would have made it as a Viking anyway, so I'm just going to throw that one out there.
You guys know I'm mostly Norwegian, right?
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, wait, oh, God, I got that wrong. I'm not mostly Norwegian. Mostly
See, that's why I didn't know it.
I'm mostly Scottish, but I have, I don't know, if it's like 7% Norwegian or something. Okay. So
Jason's Scandinavian.
Yes, Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Norway, Denmark.
Does that mean he was a Viking?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could see your husband as a Viking.
Me too.
Oh, God, absolutely. He's a modern-day Viking.
He really is.
Look at the guy.
I know, really.
I know.
Give him one of those axe things in a helmet. He's good to go.
That's every weekend at our house.
Jeez, why wait till the weekend? That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. All right, friends. Let's end it there.
Yes, please.
I don't think I have the stomach for anything else.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. The After Show at warm1013.com. Share it at Facebook and Insta and Twitter and Flickr and Zebra.
All that.
I'm making up ones. So we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.